Welcome to Logical, the first regular podcast navigating legal processes in the UAE. I'm Tim Elliott, and in today's podcast, we're talking the I word, influencers, specifically regulations and licensing of social media influencers in the capital of the UAE, Abu Dhabi. With me is Ludmila Yamalova, managing partner of the Dubai-based legal firm HPL Yamalova and Plethka. It's always good to chat to you, Ludmila.
It's great to be chatting with you too, Tim, and thanks for being here as always.
Can we start with the definition today? How would you define influencer in a social media context?
So an influencer is typically someone who has the power to affect the purchasing decisions of others because of their authority or knowledge or their position or relationship with their audience. They usually have a significant following in a specific niche and actively engage with their audience on social media platforms.
Okay, so that's pretty helpful. Now, over the past few years, since we've been making Logical, in fact, you've become known as the TikTok lawyer. But would you consider yourself an influencer?
Well, that's a very interesting question, Tim. While I do have a significant social media presence, particularly on TikTok, my primary role is that of a lawyer. Mm-hmm. The key difference is in the intent and content of my posts. As a lawyer active on social media, my goal is to educate and provide valuable legal information to the public. I'm not primarily focused on promoting products or lifestyle choices, which is often associated with traditional influencers. In fact, as a lawyer, I'm actually prohibited to promote any products or services that are not based on my specific experience. So lawyers are actually subject, and I'm a California lawyer, California lawyers in particular, are subject to very stringent requirements in terms of having the ability to promote somebody else's products or services. So in short, I, as a lawyer, am actually prohibited from doing so, from being or exercising perhaps more traditional definition of an influencer.
I mean, I'm very well aware of what you do on TikTok. I've watched lots of your social media content. And the podcast is social media content in some ways. But can you elaborate on the differences again between you as a lawyer active on social media and an influencer active in their social media?
Certainly. So the main differences lie in the purpose, content, and ethical considerations. Lawyers aim to educate and provide legal insight, while influencers typically promote products or lifestyles. Right. Lawyers abound by professional ethics codes, whereas influencers have more flexibility, but are increasingly subject to advertising regulations. Also, lawyers use social media as a marketing tool for their services, while influencers often earn through sponsored content and brand details.
Okay, so that really kind of boils it down. Let's move on to the main topic of this podcast then. Abu Dhabi has recently implemented new licensing regulations for social media influencers. Can you give us the overview of what's changed?
Certainly. So starting from July 1st of 2024, so very recently, the Abu Dhabi Department of Economic Development, or as it's otherwise known as ADDD, has mandated that all social media influencers and businesses engaging in advertising on digital platforms must obtain appropriate licenses. So this applies to anyone operating in Abu Dhabi who uses social media for promotional activities.
So what are the specific requirements for you to be able to go and say, right, can I have my license, please?
So there are two main types of licenses. Individual influencers need to pay a fee of 1,250 dirhams, which is about $340. Mm-hmm. And for companies or groups of influencers, the fee is 5,000 dirhams, approximately $1,300. And influencers must also secure a permit from the UAE Media Council in addition to this ADDD license. So it's a two-layered licensing process. First, you obtain the UAE Media Council license. And then once you have that, then you now, as of July 1st, you also need to apply for the ADDD license at the cost of either 1,200 dirhams or 5,000 dirhams, depending on whether you're an individual influencer or a company.
Okay, so what happens if, as an influencer, as a business, you don't comply?
Well, it's interesting. You asked this question as a follow-up to the registration fees, because the consequences, relatively speaking, can be quite severe. So fines for non-compliance range from 3,000 dirhams to 10,000 dirhams, which is about $800 to almost $3,000. Businesses could also even face closure for failing to adhere to these regulations. So if you compare the 1,200 dirhams registration license to 3,000 to 10,000 dirham penalty, I'd say the differences are just, or the penalties are not worth the risk. And similarly for businesses, if it's 5,000 dirhams to about 10,000 dirham, and also risking potential closure of the business, I'd say, again, the risk here is really not worth taking. So this is why also we're doing this podcast, is to educate businesses and influencers about the regulation and the new requirement, and B, the potential consequences of non-compliance.
It's not a huge price to pay, is it? If I'm an influencer, or, you know, I have my business, how would I apply for a license?
So the application process is relatively straightforward. Licenses can be obtained through ADDD, what's called a TAM platform. And those who live in the UAE and in Abu Dhabi in particular are very well familiar with the TAM platform, so it's nothing new. And this is the official portal for Abu Dhabi government services.
So that's the requirements. Those are the fees. But how do you qualify? Does anybody qualify to get an influencer license if you're Abu Dhabi based?
That's a very important question, and the answer is not quite. There are certain requirements and certain limitations. So while the regulations aim to be more or less inclusive, there are some basic qualifications that applicants must meet. First one, an interesting one, particularly in the context of influencers, is age requirement. I never thought that Tim and I would actually, have to deal with these kinds of issues at our age. But as we know, these days, influencers, the age requirement in the context of influencers is an important one, because there's a lot of those who are, I guess, still by many accounts, of children that have huge following and are actually influencers in their own right. So, but for the purposes of registering for this particular license, they do need to be a minimum of 18 years old. Right. So those 5-year-olds or 8-year-olds or 10-year-olds or even 13-year-olds will not be able to register with the Abu Dhabi DD, Department of Economic Development, for the purposes of this license. So you do need to be a minimum of 18 years. So then residency status. So you also need to have a valid UAE residency visa. However, influencers from those who are outside of the UAE can also obtain a license if they have an Emirates ID card or unified number. And unified number is interesting. It's those who do not know. Whenever you enter in the UAE, even if you enter on what's called like a visa-free basis, so still whenever you come into the country, there's a stamp that's placed in your passport, and that stamp actually has a number, and that is the unified number. Most people are not aware of it, but that is basically, anybody who's ever entered the UAE would have a unified number, because either they entered on a residency visa or they had an actual physical visa stamp or a stamp when they entered the country. In one way or the other, there will always be a unified number, and that number will always be the same number. So even if you've come into the UAE many times, kind of on a tourist basis, and you come on this sort of with visa on arrival or sort of visa-free basis, as long as there's a stamp in your passport, you will have a unified number. So in other words, you do need to have some kind of connection to the UAE, and it starts with either residence visa, but it also can also be done on the basis of just the stamp in your passport, which has this unified number. So that's the second requirement. The third one is minimum following. So while there is no official minimum follower count, having a substantial and engaged audience is typically expected, as I guess is logical. If you are applying for an influencer license, you should have some kind of a substantial or at least substantive following in order to be able to influence. And so that's number three. Number four is interesting enough, and I think quite important to highlight, is the content compliance. So the content must comply with UAE laws and cultural norms. It cannot be anything that would be inappropriate in the UAE. So for example, let's say for the time being, gambling, right, or anything to do with any laws that are, you know, let's say, mind-altering substances and any other kind of improper activities or illegal activities, they would not comply and therefore would not qualify you for a license. So that's number four. Number five, so the business setups for the ADDD license, you need to have a valid trade license or be registered as a freelancer in Abu Dhabi. In other words, just as an individual having even residence visa or no residence visa, a unified number, that in itself is not sufficient to qualify. You do need to, if you're a business, you need to already have a trade license. You already have to have legal existence, in other words. And if you're an individual and acting as an influencer, you need to be at least, in the very least, registered as a freelancer in Abu Dhabi. Just because you're 18 years old and you have your residency does not give you in and of itself sort of right to apply for this or qualifying requirements, because you do need to, in addition to everything else, you need to also have at least your own freelance license or your own company. So that's number five. And number six, as I mentioned earlier, they're still required to have, in addition to this ADD license, you have all the influencers must also obtain a permit from the UAE Media Council. So prior to applying for the ADD license, you need to make sure that, and this was covered before, by the way, on this podcast. So, but this, the requirement of the UAE Media Council license for influencers is kind of the foundational requirement prior to kind of proceeding with the second layer of approvals. It's also worth noting that meeting these basic requirements still does not guarantee approval, because each application is ultimately reviewed on its own merits. And as I've just outlined, there are a few requirements that are, at least by some accounts, fairly subjective, and that is like the minimal following, right? What is the minimal following? That's fairly subjective. So this is something where I could see that if some applications are, you know, either challenged or rejected, it could be that is one sort of grounds on which they could be rejected, because it's sort of more subjective. Also, in terms of compliance, content compliance, that's another ground that could be challenged or questioned or sort of rejected altogether, because of some influencers are deemed to be promoting content that does not quite comply with the UAE norms, cultural, legal. That would be another reason where you should not expect to have your license issued. And that's perhaps, I would argue, is the reason for this very, very law and this very requirement. And that is that the UAE government, or Abu Dhabi government in particular in this case, wants to improve the quality of influencers and ultimately regulate influencers and what they promote, and who it is, the individuals or business entities that promote goods and services within the country. And this will allow the authorities to regulate those influencers by virtue of only ensuring that those who promote content that's compliant with the UAE laws and norms actually have the legal right to act as influencers.
It's good to know. I mean, let me just pick you up on content once again. Are there any, you know, more specifically outlined restrictions on types of content or maybe industries that influencers can promote?
Absolutely. There are a number of specific restrictions. So influencers, for example, must adhere to obviously all the UAE advertising laws. And those laws are very specific in terms of what may or may not be promoted or advertised and how. Also, for example, advertising law prohibit promotion of tobacco, right, or alcohol, or gambling, or as I mentioned earlier, mind-altering substances, or certain medical products without proper authorization. So, for example, pharmaceutical products, let's face it, that is one area in particular that certainly, at least by some accounts, needs to be regulated more closely, because so many people out there advertise various ultimately pharmaceutical products or even cosmetic products that claim to have some kind of medical or medicinal benefits or another. So those products, the medical products and any kind of pharmaceutical products require special authorization. And that's all kind of covered or encapsulated under the advertising laws. So the restrictions that would that exist in the context of what's allowed content and what's not allowed, I mean, would in most cases be based on this advertising laws. And then in addition to the advertising laws, which is captured to an extent in the same laws, plus a number of other laws, is the UAE's own local cultural and religious sensitivities, right? Which is general, like a catch-all law in the UAE, crimes and punishment law, for example, anything that's against public morals, anything that's against public morals is illegal and also can have criminal implications or sanctions. So in addition to advertising laws, I mean, anything that ultimately may be deemed to be against public morals would also obviously be considered illegal under a different law, and that's the UAE crimes and punishment law or the criminal law. And so obviously that kind of content would not be approved, or even if the influencers were able to obtain a license and then later start sharing content that contradicts the UAE laws, certainly it can be cancelled on the same grounds.
Ludmilla, you mentioned that meeting the basic qualifications doesn't guarantee approval for an influencer license. Now, can you just elaborate on what merits might be considered in determining whether an application is approved?
Yes, for sure. So while the exact criteria aren't publicly detailed, based on my experience and understanding of similar licensing processes, several factors are likely to be considered. One is content quality and professionalism. So regulators may assess the overall quality and professionalism of the influencer's content to ensure it meets certain standards. Two, audience engagement. The level and nature of engagement with followers could be a factor, as it indicates the influencer's impact and research and their all sort of and their own reach. And then compliance history. So if the influencer has previously operated in the UAE, the history of compliance with local laws and regulations would likely be considered as well. And then business plan. So the applicant's business plan and intended use of the license may be evaluated for viability and alignment with local economic goals. I'd say five is ethical standards. The influencer's adherence to ethical standards in their previous work, including transparency in sponsored content, could be a factor. Cultural sensitivity. Given the UAE's cultural context, the applicant's demonstrated understanding and respect for local customs and values would likely be important as well. Potential economic impact could be another factor, and that's the possible contribution of the influencer's activities to the local economy, I would say also is likely to be considered. And maybe finally, expertise and credentials. So for influencers in specialized fields like, for example, finance or health, relevant qualifications or expertise could also be a factor. So it's important to know that that these are educated guesses only and based on sort of common licensing practices in my own experience in the UAE. The actual criteria may vary, and the licensing authority likely reserves the right to approve or deny application at their discretion.
That's insightful, Ludmilla, and it's important to try to get a grasp, because it's a hard thing to regulate social media. It's so prevalent, but it seems like the licensing process is trying to make sure that influencers operating in Abu Dhabi meet some pretty high professional, but also ethical standards as well.
Absolutely. And I think that's exactly the purpose of the law. So I'd say the goal appears to be to create a regulated environment that fosters responsible and professional influencer marketing, which ultimately benefits both the influencer and the broader community.
From your experience, you're known as the TikTok lawyer to lots of people, Ludmilla. How do you think these regulations are going to impact the influencer marketing industry in Abu Dhabi?
So personally, I believe these regulations are a significant step towards creating a more transparent and regulated digital advertising environment, which is much needed, as you rightfully pointed out. And while it may pose some initial challenges, it's likely to benefit the industry in the long run by promoting professionalism and accountability, which once again is much needed in today's day and age.
What about other Emirates? Are there similar regulations?
To an extent. So they vary depending on the Emirate and depending on the application. So for instance, in Dubai, the Dubai requires both the UAE Media Council license and an individual freelancer trade license, with a total cost reaching around 30,000 dirhams. So, you know, fee-wise, there is a fairly significant difference. Although Dubai is continuing to introduce new options and new licensing possibilities for the new types of industries and the new types of practitioners in this new social media industry. More and more options for like influencer type freelancer licenses are being introduced that are more accessible from a financial standpoint. And then Ras Al Khaimah also offers a social media influencer license right now for about 3,500 dirhams annually. Ajman has its own license starting from 2,500 dirhams for individuals and 10,000 dirhams for companies. So the differences are twofold. One is financial, how much it costs to apply the fee to apply for the license. And two is just from the regulatory standpoint, what types of licenses and how many different layers of licenses and approvals are required.
What kind of advice would you have for influencers if, as an influencer, you work across different Emirates? Because it seems to me that if you're licensed in Abu Dhabi, fine. Licensed in Dubai, fine. But these costs are going to mount up. What would you advise?
Yeah, sure. But don't forget, a lot of these influencers make a lot more money than the ordinary hardworking people that have been working for decades and have gone through years and years of different types of schooling. I think these fees pale in comparison to how much they actually earn or can earn. Obviously, that's not everybody, but I argue that, I mean, sort of the whole concept and idea of influencers happened because it provided this alternative revenue stream, a very new revenue stream to make quite a bit of money in without very little sort of formal education, if you will, or at least the requirement of a formal education. That's not to say that most of people don't have a formal education or previous work experience and in years of sweat and tears, but certainly that's not a requirement. I'd say yes. My advice now would be, from aside that, is to just sort of thoroughly research specific requirements in each emirate where influencers operate, and so it's crucial to ensure that compliance with both sort of local and national regulations. So it's there are the federal regulations, and there is each emirate's regulation that. As is the case in point here, because here we're talking about the Abu Dhabi regulations. So these regulations per se don't apply in other Emirates, but in other Emirates, there's also federal regulations that apply, such as advertising laws, for example, or the criminal law. So generally, I'd say seeking legal counsel might be beneficial to kind of navigate those complexities and avoid potential penalties. And just case in point, you know, while this what we're discussing here is an Abu Dhabi law, and it may not be necessarily applicable, or at least may not seem to be applicable to all those influencers who are, let's say, based in Dubai, and we know many of them are based in Dubai. So the law applies to anybody whose reach makes it all the way to Abu Dhabi. So you don't have to be based in Abu Dhabi. You don't have to have Abu Dhabi residency to fall under the regulation, under the requirement of being licensed. So as long as whatever it is you promote and advertise reaches the Emirate of Abu Dhabi, that requirement, this license requirement also applies to you. So it's important to understand that even if you are an influencer, let's say based in Dubai and you've got, or as a Hayman, you've got your a trade license. You may even have your UAE media license, but and you're a resident in Dubai, and you think this is most of what you work with, whoever it is you work with in Dubai, that in itself does not mean that you are not subject to this Abu Dhabi requirement if your advertising reach makes it all the way to Abu Dhabi, and ultimately is if you're advertising or promoting in Abu Dhabi as well.
Ludmilla, as we wrap up, what do you think is the broader implication of these regulations for the digital landscape in the UAE?
So I personally believe these regulations signify the UAE's commitment to creating a structured professional environment for digital marketing. While it may present some initial challenges, it's likely to enhance the credibility of influencers in the long run. And influencer marketing and sort of and provide better protection for consumers, which is highly important. So it's part of a larger trend we're seeing globally towards more regulated digital spaces.
That's another logical regulations if you're involved or thinking of getting involved in influencer marketing in Abu Dhabi. Thank you for listening and watching if you're with us on YouTube. And thanks as well to our legal expert, managing partner at Yamalova & Plethka in Dubai, and the TikTok lawyer herself, Ludmilla Yamalova. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tim.
You can reach out to us at LY Law on social media, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, LinkedIn. The podcasts are all free at lylawyers.com and wherever you find your podcasts as well. Be sure to subscribe so you can be informed and empowered, and to get a legal question answered either by a qualified UAE experienced legal professional or in an episode of Logical, click on contact at lylawyers.com.